Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Ripples. And yeah, I'm a little late for you joystick folks, but yeah, we're here. We're gonna do it. I'm gonna do it till probably... you'll see. I've got a time in my head. Alright, let's get going. I could watch you skateboard all day. Okay, but this is the last one I'm gonna show you. I don't know if this is really a trick per se, but I think it's pretty dope. You got me intrigued. Here it goes. Wow. Well, I'll say, I'm quite impressed. Wow! When Skyla returns from her last trick, she has built up a sweat and is glistening with a flushed face. What did you think? That was amazing! I don't think I can do a handstand on the ground, let alone on a skateboard. Hell, I know I can. I'd be in the emergency room. And seeing her bare breasts slightly jiggle as she does, goddamn! Topless skateboarding is the best extreme sport ever witnessed by man. I agree. You're not scared of falling on your face? I did fall on my face the first time I tried it, but no, not anymore. One of the things you learn when you start skateboarding is how to fall. You can easily get hurt if you don't fall the right way. Like tucking and rolling as you fall? Sort of, it depends on the type of fall. I'm working up quite the sweat now. How can you wear that hoodie? It was a little nippy when I left my house. Oh shit! Out of nowhere, a bright light shines on both of you. Skylar hides behind you, pressing her body against yours. Fuck, is that the cops? Let's hide behind that tree again. It's too late. They can already see us. They must have not liked us yelling about hating tits. Oh, thank God, it's just an old man on a bike. An old man pedals up to you and Skylar and does a little skid with the back tire as he comes to a stop. I don't know, that's kind of weird. Old man on a bike. I'd be afraid of him as I would be a cop. What are you two kids doing at this time of night? I don't trust this old man. You check this guy out and it's a peculiar sight. He's a short old man that's about the height of Darcy. Perched on the bike, he can barely touch his foot to the ground. He has a pink shirt, a pink bike, a fedora, sandals, jewelry, and a smug grin on his face. Howdy, young man. Skylar's tits are pressed up against my back. I know a pair of titties when I see one. No. Hello, sir. And the beautiful lady. Hello. Name's Leroy. Grim. Were you guys yelling about tits? No. How are you doing, sir? I'm doing just as splendidly. Actually, tell you the truth, I'm not doing the best. Yep. The old man pulls a flask out of his jacket and takes a swig. The old lady's giving me a hard time, so I had to get out of the house. Sounds like you've been together for a long time since you call her old lady. Yep, 30 years. Oh, that's so sweet. I hope I'm with someone for that long, having someone to grow old with. I don't know. It's always funny how a man will be like, yep, we've been married for 30 years, but I had to get away from her because I couldn't stand her. Right now it's like, damn. You say that now, but if you don't find the right person, you will regret it. Listen to this old man, he speaks the truth, damn it. I'm sure that whatever she's giving you a hard time about will pass by tomorrow and everything will be fine. I think it will take longer than a day this time. She is pissed. Did you forget to do the dishes? Didn't mow the lawn? I'm sure it's something small. No! Or fuck the neighbor's daughter! Wait, what? I've been fucking the neighbor's daughter, and she caught me. Okay, yeah, that might take longer than a day to get over. One second. Hello? Honey, I'm sorry. It won't happen again. Yeah, baby, I'm on my way right now. I'm riding through the park. Oh, ho, ho, you naughty little girl. Don't worry. Daddy will be there soon. Okay, bye. Well, I need to get going now. Was that your wife? You going back home now? Nope, that's the town mayor. What the fuck? Anyway, I need to get going. You kids have fun now, hehe. You too. Are you sure you weren't yelling about tits? I have no idea what you're talking about. Aha! Alright then, have a nice evening. Bye. Bye-bye! That guy was interesting. Yeah. You can come out from behind me now. I'm pretty sure he's gone. I don't know. I kind of like it here. You don't like my hugs? Oh, there she goes. I like your hugs. You don't like my boobs on your back? I didn't say that. What about on the front? Skylar swiftly moves around to the front of your body, grabs your waist, and pulls you in close. That's even better. Don't you think it's exciting doing naughty things in public? I'm starting to come around to the idea. Maybe that old man in the woods is watching me. Or excuse me, maybe that old man is in the woods watching me. I hope not. Oh my god. But I also need to get going. I'm sorry to cut things short, but I have to get up early tomorrow. Oh, don't worry about it. I need to get going anyway. My friend is waiting for me. But this was fun. I'm glad I ran into you. I was having such a shitty day before I ran into you. It was fun. I'm happy we crossed paths. I know it may not seem like much to you, but it made my night. It made a world of difference for me. Hey, anytime you need someone to hang out with, let me know. Even if you just need someone to talk to at night, call me. I'd like to hang out again if you're down. I'd love to. Great. I got your number from Jess. I'll send you a text soon. Can't wait. Before you go, without giving you time to react, Skylar pulls your head in and plants her sweet lips on yours. I'll be in touch. Bye, Grim. Bye, Skylar. Okay, we're done with that one. What an eventful evening this has been so far. This is my first time getting to know Skylar and hanging out with her. She's a cool chick, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with her again. I never knew there was all this negativity in her life, yet she's always smiling and a joy to be around. It makes me want to figure out a way to help her out, especially now that her mom lost her job. I feel terrible about that. Maybe I can ask Tiffany if they're hiring anyone at her work. It's not a restaurant, but maybe she can find something. She has a lot of influence there since she's been there for a long time. I can't believe what Skylar did in the middle of the park. She's a thrill seeker for sure. If I keep hanging out with Skylar, I'm sure it'll eventually cause problems with Jessica. I need to be careful with how I proceed. Almost at Crystal's house. I'm pretty sure this is the house. She lives right down the road from the old power plant, so I'm pretty familiar with this area. Actually, I think that's her sitting on the front porch. She's probably outside waiting for me. Hello, Crystal. Grim! I was wondering if you were still coming. I was starting to worry that you wouldn't. Sorry about that. I ran into someone I know on the way here. No problem. It hasn't been that long since you texted me. I'm just not good at being patient. So what's up? What you doing outside? I'm just watching funny videos on my phone and waiting for you. I love being outside at night. It's so quiet and relaxing. I was thinking about the time me, you, and Darcy snuck out at night. Darcy showed up with a pint of vodka that she stole. Haha, yeah, that was a fun night. Oh my god, and after she drank a little, she went through the whole night acting like a ninja, running and jumping off everything and busting her ass the whole time. Yeah, good thing she broke the bottle and spilled the rest trying to jump over that trash can. She's wasted after three drinks. We would have had to carry her home. She's such a lightweight. She said that was the first time she'd ever had alcohol. We all need to start hanging out again. We had some fun times. Darcy did say she wants us all to hang out soon and something about getting into some trouble. Sounds like Darcy, all right. I'm up for it. Me too. So, do you want to head inside, watch a movie or something? Let's go. So this is my room. Nice, I like it. I just got it redone last summer. It's still not finished, but I like it. The bed is my favorite. Yeah, that's an interesting bed. I also like the love seat. I wish I could fit one in my room. Isn't your room bigger than mine? It might be. I'd have to rearrange everything if I want to fit something like that in there. I'm gonna quickly go to the bathroom and put on something more comfortable. Go ahead and find something on the TV we can watch. Okay. It sure is a peculiar room. Over here, it's pretty normal. You got a laptop, makeup, TV, table, and a love seat. Just a typical female room, and then you got... Bam! Seduction lair. Mini living room. Love hotel. Aha. I'm not actually sure if we're gonna watch Netflix or not, but I'll wait till she gets back and let her pick something. Now that I'm here, I'm getting a little nervous, but also really excited. She seems like a very sexual girl, so I'm wondering what we're gonna do. I can't believe this is happening so fast. It's not like those adult games I play. I usually have to grind forever to get to this point. Rants! But then again, this is not a game. Some girls just want to fuck, plain and simple. Yep, that is the truth, folks. Absolutely. 5 minutes later. So, damn, what do you think? Wallpaper added. Oh, you get different little pictures of the girls. That's cool. Hidden renders. If locked, click for a hint. Check things on the wall before class. Oh, we're not even there yet. We're not even on episode 2. Nope. We're nowhere near that. We didn't get that render. What do you think? Damn, you're sexy, as I would say. Thanks, Grim. Yeah, you have an amazing body. Just my body? How about my face? It's not ugly? Hell no, you're a beautiful woman all around.
Ugh, Lord, that's the ugliest face I ever did see on a woman.
No. Don't say that, and don't say it like that either. Sound like Foghorn Leghorn saying it.
Well, I say that's the ugliest woman I've ever seen.
No, don't do that. Aw, oh, that's sweet, Grim. I think that's the first time someone's called me beautiful. Maybe I don't need to act or dress so provocatively to get Grim's attention. He seems like he genuinely likes me and thinks I'm beautiful. Maybe not all guys are the same and only want sex. Oh, shut up. There's no way that's true. I'm serious. Guys usually just call me sexy or tell me how much they want to fuck me. I mean, don't get me wrong. I may be asking for it with the way I dress, but it's nice to hear that from you. Do you think I give off the wrong idea by the way I dress? Do you think people think I'm a slut? Sure, she dresses sexually, but I've no reason to believe she's a slut. No, why would you say that? Because of how I dress and I hear what people say about me sometimes. Okay, maybe I dress a little suggestively, but it's not like I go around sleeping with everyone. I've only been with 2 people. Yeah, don't worry about it. There's nothing wrong with that. Personally, I'm jealous. I wish I was having sex. Yeah, I know. It's a natural part of life and human instinct. If a guy goes around fucking a bunch of girls, he gets praised for it, but when a woman does it, she gets called a whore. She makes a good point, but I already told her I'm fine with it. Why is she still going on and on trying to convince me? Don't dun, dun. She's hiding something. Crystal, it's okay. I told you I'm fine with it. You don't need to explain yourself to me. Darcy and I know the real Crystal. Sorry, I went on a little rant there. And why do these men always say, that's enough? The lady does protest too much. Okay, so what do you want to watch? Oh no, I was wondering the same thing when you were in the bathroom. I figured I'd let you decide. How about we gamble and let the streaming gods decide? How do we do that? You close your eyes and randomly move through the selection for 20 seconds and stop when your time's up. Whatever it lands on, we watch.
Ooh, man, you might end up watching something awful.
Randomly move through the selection for 20 seconds and then stop when your time's up. Darcy and I used to do this all the time. Sometimes you find something awesome and sometimes you find something terrible, but it's entertaining either way. Last week, my friend Daphne and I landed on a movie about musical instruments that kill people. I think it was supposed to be a horror movie, but we laughed the entire time. That actually sounds awesome. Okay, let's do it. Don't forget about Deathbed, the bed that eats.
Yep,
it's literally about a bed that eats people. When they jump into the bed, oh no! And there was, like, Death Chair? It's a weird Australian movie about this chair that would shoot a laser at somebody. Yeah, it was bizarre. It wasn't a chair that would just eat you. It had some weird psychic powers. They brought in a rabbi to cleanse the evil spirit from it. It was a very bizarre movie. There's also a movie called, like, Death Beach or something, where people just get swallowed by the sand. There's so many of these guys, you gotta go hunting them down. Go ahead, show me how it's done. Okay, here we go. Watch and learn, people, as the master demonstrates how to pick Netflix gold. Watch the clock and tell me when to start, Grim. Alright, get ready and go! She's picking through shit. We don't know what it'll be. Oh yeah, I am so glad I told her to choose. Shalalalo of streaming gods, tell me which way to go. Shalalalo of streaming gods, give me a good show. What's this little chant she's singing? This is a little wacky, but very entertaining. Shalalalo, oh streaming gods, tell me which way to go. Shalalalo, oh streaming gods. Ah! Did she break her neck? Oh shit, Crystal! Ouch! Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. I think I hurt my ego more than anything. What the hell happened? You look like you got thrown forward all of a sudden. I took a small step forward and tripped on the edge of the rug. Maybe I should be sitting down when my eyes are closed. So much for trying to be cool and sexy. Damn, that was quite a fall you took. I guess I'm not the master anymore. Wait, let's see what it landed on. Maybe the gods wanted this to happen. The fall. You and Crystal both burst out in laughter. No fucking way. What the? Yeah, I don't know about the fall. And you know, they don't have the rise. I thought it was supposed to be the rise and then the fall. They never did the rise and then you do the fall. I'm scared to pick anything else now. I think our fate's been decided. Where did you learn that chant from? Darcy. I think she just made it up on the spot, but I don't know. That's nuts. What are the chances? No shit. Well, let's give it a shot then. Let's do it. Can I lay across you? Yeah, go ahead. Man, she's gorgeous. How did I get so lucky? I can't believe I flipped over the table and landed on my face. I'm such a klutz. Thinking back on it, that was some funny shit. How did it look from your point of view? I was enjoying your little song and dance when suddenly you flipped over the table. I was completely shocked. I was like, oh shit. The table was partially in the way and all I could see was your legs going straight up in the air at one point. Too bad you didn't take a video with your phone. I would have loved to see it. I didn't even think about that. I'm unsure how you would have reacted to me recording you in your present state. Oh, I don't care. You can record me naked if you want. As long as you don't show anyone. I'll keep that in mind. I think Tiffany watches this show. I wonder if it's any good. I don't know. I've never watched it. Not even sure what it's about. I think it's a crime show. Ooh, I love crime shows. Uh-oh. You'll be watching Investigation Discovery. One episode later. So you said Darcy stopped by your house?
Yep.
She seems a little different now, doesn't she? Yeah, I noticed that too. She seems to be interested in different things now. Like what? Why did I have to bring this up? Do I want to explain that Darcy is a lot more sexual now? Well, she seems to be interested more in men and fucking. But I mean, let me just be blunt here. Hold on. She hasn't been talking about things she normally does, and she seems a lot more sexual. Well, duh, she's an adult now. She's been suppressing those sexual feelings for a long time. She's been stuck at that all-girls school and probably craving male attention. Probably yours. She wants my attention? Yeah, she won't admit it, but I think she craves it. Just like I do. Gulp. But she keeps denying it, so it is what it is. Maybe she truly doesn't have those kinds of feelings for you, but I'm sure you'll find out soon since she's back in town. You know how Darcy is. Too tough to admit she likes kissing and cuddling and boys, but I think she's ready to be sexual now. Yeah, that sounds like Darcy, alright. You both return to watching the TV show, but you can't keep your eyes off Crystal. How does she expect me to concentrate on the show when I have this incredible display in front of me? I didn't think she actually wanted to watch the show from how she acted in the bathroom, but we're watching it. I can't believe Grimm's finally here. I wore something sexy for him, and I'm laying across him. Shouldn't he be making a move on me? I thought this is what guys wanted, and I'm basically begging for it. Maybe he hasn't been with many girls? Maybe I should be making his first move then. Or the first move then. I don't want to lose him now that he's here. What I would give to have one of those straps fall off her shoulder and reveal her... Hey, it looks like he is interested. Did she catch me looking at her breast? Or did she just happen to look this way? She was probably just making sure that I haven't fallen asleep. Which is good, because I would have looked stupid if she... Nope. Definitely wasn't a coincidence. You like what you see? Shit, be confident, be confident, be confident. Yeah. You want to see more? As long as I don't have to go on an OnlyFans account, we'll be okay. I'd love to. I knew it. I need to make the first move and guide him along. Let me help you out then. Damn. Go ahead, field him. I don't mind. I don't mind if I do. Gonna test this one for buoyancy? Do a little tap, 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 tap. No, no. You don't have to do all of that. She might think it's funny though. So that's what that is. Those lumps hanging out of your body, they're not cancerous tumors after all. Okay, well that's good to know. No. You have waited for this moment for a long time, and you waste no time getting your hand on her beautiful breast. But you start slow. You want to savor this moment and feel just how soft her precious pillows really are. And she seems to enjoy it, so... Might be overdoing it. They're so soft and bouncy. Boing, 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 boing. You've got some spectacular tits, Crystal. Lord, I've actually said that in real life. That exact sentence. Even had a K in the name. Oh, man. Yep, it was Crystal with a K. I bet you make a lot of women jealous. I don't care what other women think. As long as you like them, that's enough to make me happy. Well, isn't she nice? And I like them. I do. Now he's testing for buoyancy. I know Darcy likes them too. She was talking about how she wanted to motorboat them earlier. Well, what? She wants to motorboat my boobs? I told you she's sexually frustrated. I like the way you do that. Play with my nipple now. Rub them or give them a little flick. I don't care. I like the pain. Okay. She likes the pain? Crystal's a sexual deviant! What are you doing with that vacuum cleaner? Crystal, put that down! You continue with your movements, but this time you lightly graze your finger back and forth across her hardening nipple. Like this? Yeah, just like that. You have incredible hands. How about giving me a full body massage sometime? I'd love to. I'm not a massage therapist, but I think I could do a good job. I think you could, too. Pinch it. Give it a little tug. You're making me a very happy man. Oh. Sir, you are going to get her all hot and bothered doing that. This isn't too much, is it? No, this is great. Keep going. So bouncy. You're like a kid in a candy store, huh? Oh, you don't even know. Do as you like, then. Oh, we can do the whole 9 yards. We can rub, bounce, fondle, and tug. Well, better get started. Gonna rub. All right. You're gonna bounce. Gonna fondle. We're gonna tug. And we're gonna continue. I can feel something poking into my back. Oh, yep, that's exactly what you think it is. Why am I getting nervous all of a sudden? I know I don't have much sexual experience, but I wasn't like this with Darcy. His shyness is so cute. I didn't expect this from him, but it makes me feel so giddy that I make him feel this way. I need to help him out. How about you take those pants off and I'll take responsibility for making you hard? Okay. Oh my goodness! I had a feeling you were packing some serious heat, but this is bigger than I expected. God bless America, that's luck. Thanks. I was just thinking I should take things slow with him, but I can't leave him like this. As much as I want to hop on this missile, I should probably wait to have sex. Well, at least she's thinking with her head. You're gonna love this. Well, see, she's gonna do that thing. Because it doesn't count as sex. I mean, technically, the Mormons, you know, a lot of people get by with that. Whoa. Crystal pauses at the end of her monstrous lick with the tip of her tongue still touching the head. Her breath sends a gentle gust onto your glands and it sends a shiver down your spine. Ooh. Ah, she's doing the thing. After the short pause, Crystal starts again and you realize she's only beginning. And for those of you that are not aware, there are women that actually do want to do that very same thing. If you're talking to a woman and, you know, things happen, they will say, oh yeah, that's something I want to do. That very thing she's doing right there. It's kind of crazy because when I was growing up, a lot of the girls that I was with, they weren't into the whole blowjob thing. You'd be like, uh-uh, they're not going to do that. Now these girls are like, I want a second. They're like, huh? Hold on a second. How did that happen? Like, I don't know. They're like, oh, this porn's bad for the men. Well, it hadn't been bad for the women because, good Lord, they're ready to jump on it now. I mean, I never would have seen such a day. It might not be like this in another 10 years, so you better take advantage of it while it's going on, folks. Or we might have the robots to do it. Oh, that's nice. Robot would probably look just like her. You know how it's kind of uncanny. It's fine with that. I'm cool. As long as it does the thing. Your tongue is amazing. I'm so glad I came here. I finally get to experience all these things for the first time. Your dick tastes wonderful. Oh, it's so good. You like that? Yeah, it's great. Just wait. I haven't even started yet. Oh, shit. I've never had a blowjob before. This is the greatest feeling ever. How are you so good at that? Man, I don't know how this could get any better. Let me show you. Oh, there she goes. Put some force into it. Put some shine on that. Look. Is she moaning? She's really getting into this. Oh, and she's doing that too. Wow, looks like she's playing with herself. That's really hot. Fuck, Crystal, you're too good at that. I'm gonna explode in your mouth if you don't stop. You warn Crystal, but she refuses to stop. Crystal never takes her mouth off your cock as you release what seems to be the biggest load you've ever produced. Oh my god, that was incredible. I hope I don't regret what I'm about to say. I want to keep going. How do you feel about that? Do you think you have more gas in the tank? Holy shit, I think she's talking about having sex. It's finally going to happen. I'd love to keep going. Okay, let's move to the bed. Do you have a condom? Oh shit, I forgot all about condoms. I'm such a noob. No, I'm sorry, Crystal. I don't have one on me. Oh, don't worry. I think I have a couple. Hold on. 1 second. Fuck, she has an outstanding ass. And the way her breasts sway. On second thought, these are for smaller dicks. There's no way it would fit on that cannon. It would surely break. Yeah, it can be a problem. Damn, that sucks. Well, I wouldn't mind continuing without one if you're okay with it. I'm on the pill anyway. Well, by all means, let's get this party started next week. No, I'm serious, guys. I gotta roll into Aeternum. But I promise you, you got something to look forward to next week, alright? So, we're gonna bring you more Ripples next Tuesday, or Wednesday. I do these on Tuesday, but they go up Wednesday. Alright, so I'm out. See you next time.